coming to win us. They're coming to win us. Longer boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door.
Would you like some more eggs?
Longer boats are coming to win us. They're coming to win us. They're coming to win us. The longer boats are.
Would you like some more milk?
They'll be taking the key from the door.
No, I'm okay, Yaya.
God, I'm alone, just a flower I can help along, 'cause the soul of nobody knows how a flower grows.
Would you like a spanking?
It's how a flower grows.
No, thank you.
Longer boats are coming to win us. They're coming to win us. They're coming to win us. Longer boats are coming.
Would you like some baklava?
Hold on to the shore.
Yes.
They'll be taking the key from the door. Mary dropped her pants by the sand and let a parson come and take her hand. But the soul of nobody knows where the parson goes. Where does the parson go?
This is a previously aired episode of Feline Fine from the CFRU archives. Stay tuned to CFRU 93.3 FM.
CFRU archives.
You're listening to 93.3 CFRU, and this is Feline Fine, a radio show dedicated to, but never about cats. And the song you just heard was by Cat Stevens, and it was called Longer Boats. And if you didn't catch the intro in today's show, the theme is going to be baklava today, which is a delicious Greek dessert full of butter and nuts and fine, thin pastry. And so everything is going to be about baklava today, and you're probably wondering how the first song, which was by Cat Stevens, fits into the theme of baklava, and that's what I'm about to tell you right now, and that's what we do every day on this show. And so Cat Stevens is half Greek, if you didn't know that, and he's also part Irish, but baklava is a Greek dessert, and so that's how that one connects to our theme today of baklava. So lots of exciting things going on in the new year here on Feline Fine. Today we're gonna have another super sexy celebrity Gian Gomeshi fact. We've been and when I say we, I mean I have been following Gian's Twitter while he's been in Mexico. And so I'm going to give everyone an update on what Canada's most super sexy radio celeb is up to in Mexico. And if you've been following Feline Fine for the last 2 weeks, we've been having special alarm noise every time Gian is mentioned with a super sexy fact. So if one of the songs connects to Gian, we might have a super sexy fact as well. We're still also, of course, the self-proclaimed official radio show, The Guelph Storm, and we've got a couple projects going on with that, and I'll talk about that after this next tune, which somehow connects to our theme of baklava. Okay, here we go. Oh dang! This phyllo is just so thin. I keep breaking the phyllo. Oh, it's really difficult. But with enough practice, oh, we're back on the air. How is it going, everybody? You're listening to Feline Fine's Baklava special, and you're just in time to hear about that last song, which is a song by Beach House called "Walk in the Park," and how it connects to our theme today, which, for those of you just joined us, is baklava. So, for those of you who follow Beach House, you'll know that their second album is called Devotion. And devotion is a really significant word when it comes to baklava, because baklava takes a lot of time to prepare. And it's very a very fine process. When you joined me on the break and I didn't even know that the song was over, I'm actually preparing some baklava in studio right now. So it's almost like a radio cooking show, which is probably not useful because you can't see what I'm doing. But regardless, it requires a lot of devotion because the phyllo is very quite thin. Phyllo is very, very thin pastry. And a second layer to that, the phyllo factor, is that phyllo itself is very difficult to make. It's a very, very fine pastry. And so clearly Beach House, the second record, Devotion from 2008, about the process of making baklava. We're going to keep going with the theme. So if you don't have some of your writing utensils, you might want to take them out now, because this next one is a rather long connection. But see if you can get it anyway. Maybe today you're going to write with some liquid butter, which is important in the making of baklava. And of course, everyone is following along, making baklava during the show, which I appreciate. Yum.
So long ago, so far away, when time was just a line that you fed me when you wanted to stay. We talk as soft as chalk till morning came. Pit is a pearl. You belong to me, tell me how you was.
Yeah.
This is a previously aired episode of Feline Fine from the CFRU Archives. Stay tuned to CFRU 93.3 FM.
CFRU Archives.
You're listening to 93.3 CFRU. That was Joanna Newsom with the hit Soft as Chalk. I know. How does it connect to baklava? How does it connect? Well, the song is called Soft as Chalk. And if you've had baklava, you'll know that it is not a hard dessert to eat at all. And I'm actually here with someone who's going to talk a little bit more about that. You might know him as the sectional couch expert, Sir Peter Bradley. But today, he's taking more of a baklava angle on things. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Peter Baklava Bradley, and soft as chalk.
Yeah,
baklava like chalk will melt in your mouth.
And you didn't bak out of this one.
No.
I chalk
it up to my bravery.
I will, and I do, and I'm writing right now with at CFRU. We actually use chalk to record the songs,
mm-hmm.
and it's
not to record the audio, just to
it's a funny thing. Peter Bradley, I wanted to ask you while you're here for the baklava special, what do you think? What do you think about this baklava that I've been preparing all show?
It looks very nice. I see that you did something that's important to me. It put some cardamom in it.
Yes. And do you know when you're supposed to put the cardamom in?
No.
You put it in at the beginning of mixing.
First thing.
Yes. And for those of you, again, who are following on the... It's a special recipe making. It's a cooking show today also, because I let everyone know that we were making baklava on air. So I guess some people are following along at home making baklava. So do you have any advice, being that you've been here now for about 2 minutes and have seen the final product?
Well, I just want to say that there's good baklava in the world and there's bad baklava in the world.
Can you tell us?
That's all I want to say.
So if I ask the question, can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what bad baklava is? Would you just want to say the same thing?
There's good baklava in the world, and there's bad baklava in the world.
You heard it here first on Feline Fine from used to be still sectional couch expert Peter Bradley.
That's my true passion.
Yes, it is. And if you remember from that episode, Peter Bradley was talking about sitting in a certain position on his sectional couch, in which both legs were going out on each in each direction, and you know, if you took that wisdom now, I'm sure you can take the wisdom from Peter that there is indeed good baklava and bad baklava.
And now you've sat on that sectional couch, and you know what I mean.
I know.
It is not nearly such a provocative pose that I was talking about.
It's difficult for me to analyze whether or not it was a provocative pose, because sectional couches to me are provocative in themselves.
True.
And you know,
that preferred piece of my sectional couch, actually, by the way, looks like a piece of baklava.
I found you.
Whoa, we almost started something
out
right there, but we didn't. And you're listening to Feline Fine, a radio show dedicated to but never about cats. And I'm sitting here with a baklava consumer, and Peter Bradley, you have eaten baklava before.
I have.
And today's show is about?
Baklava.
So you're on this show because you've eaten
many baklavas. But
is there something else you want to say about
Sorry? I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
What did the Greek person say when they visited Mount St. Helens?
I don't know. Did they say Tikanis?
Nope. They said, hey, I'm back in the lava.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Cats and dogs.
I had another one there, but I've forgotten it.
Well, maybe you'll think of it if I talk to you about how that last song connected to our theme of baklava today.
Hey, are you a classical music lover?
Not really.